This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. This is The Truman Show with Truman Jones. A look at the politics, news, sports, and people that are shaping Rutherford County. Now your host, Truman Jones.
Good afternoon, Rutherford County. I want to let you know the first part of the show is brought to you by Golden Coin Connection. That's at 2568 South Church Street and also 5631 New Nashville Highway. And Pastor Larry Dunn of ERO Ministries and partners Chris Chico and Wayne Everly buy scrap gold, jewelry, platinums, coins, and silverware. They have vintage sports collectibles and even some great antiques. And for a fair and honest evaluation of your collectibles, take them by and see Pastor Larry Dunn and Chris Chico and Wayne Eberly at the Gold and Coin Connection. That's 2568 South Church Street or 5631 New Nashville Highway. And give them a call at 890-2646. I have one of the nicest people that I know anywhere, Mr. Teb Beatty, and we're so fortunate to have him as our trustee in Rutherford County. He's also a minister, and I first got to know Teb and his dad over at Beatty's Office Supply, which we have done business or did do business with for many, many years. And it's one of those places that when you talk about small businesses and that are extremely successful, that was one. And it not only because you had a quality of supplies there, but you guys were always so friendly and so nice, and it's just an image of what a small business should be. And I'm glad to have you on today, Tab.
Thank you, Truman. Good afternoon. It's great to be with you. And we enjoyed that. Dad was in that business for 49 years. Started in 1957, and then we sold April the 1st of 2006. But had a great time, and not only serving the customers, it was great to work with family for all those years. And don't forget Mom, Truman, you'll be in trouble.
Oh, yes.
She was there with us as well.
Yes, she was. And it was so nice. And that's something about being a smaller community. You have the small businesses that you are just like family to each and every one of you. And you feel so comfortable. You and I were talking earlier today, and both my mowers are need to be serviced bad. And who do I call? I call Bud Mitchell. And I don't know what in the world I would do without him, because anytime something goes wrong, there's always Bud there to fix it.
We're the same way. Go back with Bud for a long time. I can tell you, years ago, wouldn't fill up the card like a get back to Bud's when they were in the gas business. I'd put enough gas to get home and would fill up at Bud's, because always would take care of you. I can still remember him running up and down the stairs in that store. I don't know how many times a day, Truman, he would run up and down those stairs and still takes care of the community. Just anybody in need, Bud's right there, and Kay and Allison, the whole group.
And you don't have a limit on your family when you have small business. Just, I remember when Bud's dad, Glenn, and his mom, Alice, when they had the store, it was not only a place to go for to meet as a community and learn things. It was just like a family get-together every time you went over there. And a lot of times you went when you didn't even need anything. You just wanted to see how they were doing. And your place was like that. And it seems like that growing up in a small business makes you more interested in what's going on around you and the people around you, because you have evidently benefited a lot from your dad and your mom and having that small business.
It was a wonderful thing to grow up. The lessons that you learn just being there. And, you know, this community is full of great people. Our customers were regulars, many of them. Some of them bought a lot. Some didn't have great needs, but they bought all that they needed from us. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they just come by a pen so we could talk. I jokingly tell people I knew a lot more going on in the county when we were in business than I do in the courthouse, because people rarely come to the courthouse just to drop in. But our customers would come by and we would talk about what was going on in their community, in the county, in their churches. I would be out selling, which I did a lot of then, and was in a lot of offices and kind of knew what was going on and a lot of great folks. But fortunately, we still get to see them. We had a reunion last summer of former employees, folks that had worked with us. We had over 40 people come out on a Saturday afternoon just to get back together, because not only did we work together as family, we had a great group of folks that we worked with through the years that became just like our family. And, you know, we tried to support each other, and it was great just to get back together and tease each other again and to see children and grandchildren and pictures and talk about what's happened, because some of them had, you know, retired or had moved on before we sold, and they came back as well, and some who wanted to come back couldn't make it, but it was a great time.
And you guys seem to be always wanting to give back no matter what it is, and you've joined with a couple of the other businesses, and you have a little get together before Christmas over at Middle Tennessee Christian School, and you always invite a lot of the customers and the people that you've known all the years. And, you know, Johnny Harris, he is just he's one of them too. And we're talking about the cleaners on the square.
Big B.
Right. And they've been in business for many, many years. And that's something that I hope that we never lose. It is because you've depended on those people, and like you and your dad and your mom, and like Johnny has. And it's just one of those things that once it's gone, it leaves such a deep hole. It seems like you have so much security when you have a business open like that.
People that you know, and you build a rapport, we build a trust. Mm-hmm. Truman, when I was young, Mullins was on the square. Mm-hmm. Tim Mullins and I are the same age, and we would run back and forth from Spring Street to the square. I'm talking about as elementary school students. We were free to run back and forth in the summers and spend time. We'd play upstairs at the jewelry store or play in the warehouse on Spring Street, and those are great memories. We knew the people up and down the streets, and I can remember taking the deposit from the store to the bank when Commerce Union was still up on the corner, and the drive-in is where Bank of America is now. Mm-hmm. I would stand in line behind the cars because Barbara Bowen and Patsy Taylor would work the drive-in, and they would take one of those little envelopes and shove it full of gum and suckers, and the ladies inside did not give me as much candy. So I would stand in line between the cars and walk up to the drive-in, and they would do the deposit and give me candy.
That's pretty neat. Now, did you guys also have the opportunity to go, all the rest of us, when our parents went to the square, then we went to the Princess Theater, and that was our babysitter. Now, did you have that
young opportunity? I went to the Princess Theater one time before. I can remember when they tore down and built Murfreesboro Federal Savings and Loan. That was a big deal.
Right.
I went to the Princess Theater one time. A couple of my aunts took me. I was little, and I can still tell you that movie, Truman. It was Let's Scare Jessica, and it was a scary picture, and I was early elementary, if that age, and I can still remember being scared to death, and that is my memory of the Princess Theater.
Now, I don't remember that movie. So
that would have been early 70s, late 60s, early 70s.
Now, when you left the business, and then you were elected to the county trustee office, you're still in the downtown area, and you still, I'm sure that as people come through the line to pay their taxes with a big smile on their face like I do, I imagine a lot of people still look you up, because a lot of your clients that you had over the years are long-time Murfreesboro folks. And that has to be kind of a fulfilling to you to leave the business that I know that you loved, and you had so many friends that you worked with and as customers that would come in. I imagine just coming through and seeing those people has to be kind of
special. It's a lot of fun, and still get to see a lot of them. see them around, even, you know, at different places, and speak, and we'll remind each other where we know each other from. And so many of them will ask about mom and dad, and that, I always appreciate that. I'll come through line, and they'll call me over and say,
"Sweet as
how's your mom and dad? Hadn't seen them in a while. Don't see them out a lot, or dad works out pretty regularly." And they'll see him at what used to be the Pace Center, I guess the Wellness Center. And mom is out about town a little more. People say they saw mom. Usually she has my kids in tow, because they're pretty regulars around town. I don't know what they need, but if they think they need something, they go look for it. But people will still ask that we've done business with, again, for decades. And it is great to see them. And I would really, I think, be sad to be in a position where I wasn't out, where I could see those people eating lunch or coming through the office.
You're a man of many talents. And you not only are the county trustee, but you're in the ministry work. You have a church.
Yes, the Church of Christ at Milton. Been there over 20 years now. Never really intended to do that as even a full-time, part-time church. When I graduated from college in 88, Milton was looking for a preacher and had hired someone. He was going to be 6 weeks coming, and they asked me if I'd come fill in for 6 weeks. And I did, and John Fortner came knowing that he wanted to teach at the university level. Was working on his doctorate degree and thought it was going to be 3 or 4 years. Wound up after a year going to Harding University in Arkansas, and the church in Milton asked me to come back and fill in until they found somebody. And that turned into, I think, an 18-month search. And David West came and worked with us for 3 years. And I stayed on kind of as an associate. And at the end of 3 years, when David moved and he's now at Las Casas, they asked me to fill in until they found somebody else. And that has been, it was 17 years the first Sunday of this month.
That's unbelievable. And there's such a great community up there and so many nice people. I know you have to enjoy that.
It's wonderful. And we live about 5 miles away in the Porterfield community, which Dad bought a farm in Porterfield in 1968. So I had been familiar with that community, but that that now is home, and which is really interesting, Truman. My grandfather, who was a World War I veteran, went to school at Porterfield, crossed over from the hollows of Auburntown, and here, generations later, without really a connection, they didn't continue to own land there. We're back in the Porterfield community.
Now, when I was a young fella and went to Science Hill Church of Christ, it was normal for the ladies to cook dinner for the preacher on Sundays. And is that something that is still going out in the country community? Do you get to go have dinner with a lot of the folks there at the church?
Well, you know, my mother-in-law cooked Sunday dinner every Sunday.
Oh,
so I wound up marrying the daughter of the lady who cooks Sunday dinner. But my wife's one of 5 children. Four of them are still in this area. One is in East Tennessee. And so it's not at all unusual for there to be 20 or 30 on a pretty regular basis at Sunday dinner at my mother-in-law's, and kids from 16 to 1 on the way. And it is really kind of like old times, and we pretty much work the schedule around Sunday dinner. We try to all be together for Sunday dinner. And the preacher still gets fight. It has changed even in the last 25 years. When I was traveling a lot in my early 20s to mid-20s, I went all over Cannon County and Warren County and got to meet so many folks and thoroughly enjoyed that until I kind of settled down at Milton. I would preach 2 or 3 Sundays a month just on a fill-in basis. And somebody was prepared for you to go home to dinner with them or to take you out to dinner every Sunday. That has changed a little, and my situation has changed some, but in those days, the preacher got, somebody was going to take the preacher home, and you'd spend the afternoon with them, and that was a lot of fun. You got to meet some awfully nice folks. And I'll never forget, I was in Coble, Tennessee, which is in Hickman County, and the Weary family had invited, we were starting a gospel meeting, and I wasn't holding the meeting, but we had a visiting minister, and I was a young minister working with the church there through the summer, and they invited us to Sunday dinner, Truman. It was an older couple. I don't know that they had any children, but their house sat right on the river. It was beautiful and had European antiques. I was used to early American antiques, not European antiques, but this couple, I don't know, they had cooked all Saturday and all Sunday. they had little homemade desserts that they had decorated, and I mean everything was making. I never felt as much an honored guest anywhere in my life as I did for that Sunday dinner. They had gone to tremendous work to invite us in, and there was no airs put on. They were just, it was just special, and I will always remember that that day. We had a great lunch and a great time with that family.
I remember my grandmother would be one of the ladies, and oh, nobody could outcook my grandmother, Mama Jones. And Joe Netherland was our preacher back then. And I don't think, I may be wrong, but I don't think he even took a salary. If he did, he gave it back to the church, because he really enjoyed being there with everybody. But I can remember that was some of the best food I've ever eaten. Usually on Sunday, we would eat at my grandmother's house anyway. But it's something special when the preacher would come there with his wife and family, and everybody would sit there. It was just, I'm sure as a minister, when you get to do things like that, it's really a special bond between you and the people that go to your church.
Really, I tell people I'm not the preacher at Milton. I'm one of the members that preaches. And there's a difference. It's just a family.
Do they actually treat you different, though, that way?
No, we've been together, many of us, for so long mm-hmm. that we've been, when you're a part of a community, whether you're a minister or almost part of family, we've baptized children and we've buried parents and loved mm-hmm. ones and all of those things that make you close. Mm-hmm. And so you really become part of family. So it's a ministry. It's not a job. It's something that you do. And that whole community has been great to me. I'll just be honest with you, not only those who attend the church, but as you ride up and down 96 and North Milton Road and Hoss Hill Pike and Trimble Road and all of that area, just great friends that we have made, you know, for the last 20, 25 years and been invited into their homes, and many of them work in town and we see each other. But, you know, Harris Hooper, who I know has been on your show, Harris has been a friend to me and a great supporter in my work. Great encouragement for years, and Melvin Floyd and Jerry Smith, and the names go on and on. Ralph McKee and their wives and families, and you know, all those children now who are grown and having children were just little kids when I first started, and to watch them grow up and like I say, done many of their weddings, and you just become a part of family.
And you do. It's such an honor for someone to ask you to be. To do the service when someone has died. And I know that being a minister also, you do a lot of visitations when people are sick. And they really do. It makes people feel better when someone like you comes in and you're having a terrible time, or maybe it's one of those things that maybe a fatal illness. But to have somebody like you come in and say the words they want to hear really is special. But when you're invited to tell about a person's life at a funeral, that's something. I know I've done it before, and it really does. You never forget that.
You don't, and that's where you get close to people when you do those, Truman, and you are honored that in this time of need, in a time for a loved one that they would ask you to be a part of that, and you really feel like you've connected with people when they ask you to do that. Because they do become friends, you do become concerned about them, and you want to make that time as easy as possible. What you do have to learn is there's nothing magic to say. That's all want to make it go away, and there are just some things in life that are tough, but at least we don't have to face those alone. We can have our friends, our community, and the hope that we have in faith.
One good thing about being in this community is we take life serious, and we take our friends very serious. And I don't think that's one thing. You can't go hardly anywhere else and see the respect that people pay for an individual's life. And it doesn't matter what stature it was or anything like that. They were very special to the community, no matter what it is. And I love it when you go down, even in a four-lane highway, and a funeral procession is coming, everybody pulls over to the side to honor that individual. And I don't know anywhere else that you can see that. And I am so happy that the people do that, and our funeral homes are so respectful also.
I was going to say the same thing, to ride in a funeral procession and watch people move over, and mm-hmm. it's not unusual. to watch somebody in the field mowing hay or working ground, mm-hmm. stop that tractor and jump out and take their hat off mm-hmm. as that funeral procession passes by if they notice it. And you know, family, that has to mean a lot to you. They may not have any idea who that was, but just respect for community and life and family, people do that. I see it just all the time. You know, when we're in a funeral procession, to watch people show their respect.
Even to this day, it'll still bring a tear to my eye to watch that happen, to the caring that they've got here. And when you were in business, you were pretty much in control of everything, and you've had to watch every dollar and every penny. Now that you're the county trustee, you're taking care of everybody's money, and you do such a great job over there, and there's so many things that you have to do to watch the money, and I can't think of anything that has as much responsibility or any more responsibility than what you do.
Well, I love being the county's trustee, and as you know, it's a real honor to be able to serve our community.
Yes.
I enjoy it. Being introduced as the tax collector, as some folks would do, and I don't know who would do that, Truman, but some might.
Thank you.
It's not the
Tommy
greatest.
Tommy Sanford, if he's listening, I can guarantee he's throwing darts at me right now.
but to be able to serve the community and to answer mm-hmm. questions and to try to manage the money. And, you know, being in business was a great training, because what you learn is there are a lot of dreams that you would like to have, but you can only do those things that you have the money for and that mm-hmm. make a return. I mean, we'd all like to have lots of new things, but if it doesn't help us to do our jobs, if it doesn't add to efficiency where it saves money, you can't do it. And the same thing's true in the county. There are just a lot more zeros, but those basic principles of making prudent decisions about what we do with the taxpayers' money is important, just like managing your own.
Now, when people come through the line to pay their taxes, do you ever get any negative responses that would be aimed at you or in the county in general? Or are most people fairly respectful as far as their responsibilities go?
Very few are not respectful. You will run into a few, and as anything else, those kind of stick out. Mm-hmm. Most folks are very respectful. I think the folks who are concerned, and rightly so, if they perceive or see something they believe to be a waste or a misuse, and I think we're all upset by that. Mm-hmm. Sometimes maybe it's not real. They just have seen something. We try to talk through it. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that's when people are upset. I think they feel like if people are doing their best, managing well, and the money's being spent well, people understand that our community and working together to provide schools and law enforcement and roads and all those things is necessary. But people do want to be treated respectfully when they do that, for people to answer their questions as best they can, and for those funds to be managed to the best use. And that, I think, when people believe that that's going on, and I do believe we live in a great county mm-hmm. With good management and great commissioners and great county employees, mm-hmm. people are satisfied and realize it's a necessary evil. I get a lot of tongue-in-cheek comments. A lot of people feel like if I don't make some comment paying my taxes, I haven't done my job. And I understand that, and that's part of the banter back and forth, and that's enjoyable. I don't like when occasionally I don't feel like that I've answered somebody's question adequately. We really try hard to at least give people the honest answer. And sometimes those are not things that we handle in our office, but you know, we'll try to find the answer and get back to people, because people deserve, when they have honest questions, they deserve answers.
Do people still get your office and the property assessor's office confused? Because I have seen that over the years. I never have understood the confusion, but I see it a lot.
Well, we collect the taxes, mm-hmm. and the taxes are a function of two things. Mm-hmm. One is the tax rate set by the county commission, and the other is the assessment of the value of the property that's done mm-hmm. at the property assessor. But because that tax bill comes out with Ted Beatty, Rutherford County Trustee, we're obviously the first place they call it, and very often the question will be about the assessment. Mm-hmm. And so we regularly, you know, transfer those calls, because we won't have that data. We can answer some of the questions, but sometimes they have a question about how is this broken down, or where did this value come from, and the assessor's office then can give them that information As far as how that's run. So yes, and their number is 898-7750. That would be the property. So I've got that number memorized, Truman.
Mr. Bonner will be glad that you gave that number out, I'm sure, today. But it when the property I started to go back to the assessor, but the trustee's responsibility is basically handling all of the money for the county and investing that money to get the best return possible for it, and then you deal with the county mayor and the county commissioners, and you will report I think, is it monthly? Is it still monthly?
Yes.
To the county commission, tell them how well we're doing. Is that a difficult process right now with the economy being the way it is? Finding the best return for your dollar right now?
It is extremely tough today. Banks, we have several investments, but a large part of that, and local banks, because we have so many in our community, CD, certificates of deposits, mm-hmm. that are collateralized, has been in the past a great source of return. But banks only need that money when they are lending it. And because lending has slowed down, then obviously the number of banks that even bid on the money now is down some, and the interest rates. Just like when you go to the bank for a savings account or a CD, those rates are down. Ours are down as well, and kind of the thought would be, well, you've got more money, they would want more. At times when they're really in need of capital, that's true, but today banks have enough money from savings accounts and investments in their banks, mm-hmm. that they don't need large chunks of money, so actually the county's volume is a detriment. From a rate standpoint, we can't get as much. So we're actually working with, in fact, Friday, I went to Nashville, met with Mr. Justin Wilson, the Comptroller of the Treasury, mm-hmm. and we're working with the state to develop some other funds that are safe, because that's the most important thing is we've got to maintain liquidity. We've mm-hmm. got to be able to have the money available when the bills come to you, Truman. Mm-hmm. And the same thing is the preservation of principal. I mean, we don't do anything risky where we lose the county's money. But within those parameters, obviously being able to invest a little longer term, we get a greater return. So we're actually working with the state treasurer and the comptroller of the treasury to develop a fund that the state helps manage that counties can invest in that will help increase. We can pool our money together with other counties and help increase our return. So actually working with the legislature to get that done and just trying to do things to improve those returns, because that's part of the income stream for the county, because every dollar we can make in investments is one less dollar we have to take in tax revenue. So take that very seriously. I feel like that's an important part of what we do.
It is extremely important, because you're talking about there's a lot of money outgoing because you have a lot of county employees. You have to take care of them, and there has been an awful lot of building going on in Rutherford County, especially with the schools and a lot of buildings needed to be rehabbed. That is an extremely difficult thing to keep the money flowing with the way the economy is. And you have done such a wonderful job with that, because I know how difficult it is, and you have the county borrowing money that is probably not near as steep as it used to be as far as the interest rate is. But trying to keep up with that on a 10, 15, 20-year basis has to be extremely difficult.
The upside to lower interest rates is the county borrowing for schools and capital projects, mm-hmm. is able to borrow at a lower rate. So there is an advantage to that the county's benefited from. In fact, we had a bond issue just a few months ago, and about 30 minutes after our bonds bid, Fairfax County, Virginia, had a bid, which was larger than ours, and they're a AAA county in a AAA state, and we're AA+. And we beat them. Our rate was one basis point better than theirs. Wow. And we took great pride. But I think what it says is that the vibrancy of our community, people respect that from the financial markets, because it's all about your ability to pay back. And mm-hmm. the growth of our community and the stability of our community, we don't think that makes a difference. But those rating agencies, they come and tour our community, and we do reports on those things. And I think it speaks well for our community that people around the country want to be invested in Rutherford County, Tennessee. And I will. Let me say this: as far as keeping up with those, I have a great staff. Mm-hmm. My staff. I inherited them. Mm-hmm. They are wonderful, and we work very well with the finance department for the county. Lisa mm-hmm. Nolan and her group. And they do a great deal of work with the bond issues and those things. And we try to cooperate because the one thing that I always want to stress is that we're not the finance department, the trustee's office, and the assessor's office. We're Rutherford County government, and we need to work together to serve the citizens of the community. Instead of just worrying about my little office, I want to be responsible for that, but I want to work with everybody else to make sure that we're in the best way we can serving our community. And I think that's important. And being a part of government that works together where we can communicate and help each other is a fun part of the job, but it's what's expected of us, and it's what we need to be about.
Yeah, I know Mayor Burgess, who does an excellent job, very bright individual.
Absolutely.
We're absolutely blessed to have him in there. When he starts working on the budgets and including everything for the next year, including new schools and things like that, I presume he goes to you and you guys kind of work together and see where we're looking financially and what the forecast is going to be financially for the next year. That's something that has to be extremely important because this county has always had a history of financial stability and will continue to do so. Is that a pretty tough time for you when we start working on the new budget year?
Probably more for we're more into the cash management. So mm-hmm. talking about cash and forecasting what right. those rates are going to be as part of what right. we do. Mayor Burgess and Ms. Nolan do a lot of work on that. Mm-hmm. People know that in May and June, they start seeing work on budget, but budget meetings have been going on now for weeks.
Yeah.
Departments are putting together their budgets, what they need, looking at from what the fees are going to be. Those are projections that we do make. What's interest income going to be? What are commissions going to be? All of those things. Mm-hmm. Trying to forecast what's growth going to be from a development tax standpoint. And those projections are tough because there's just not a lot of, as you know, there's just not a lot of excess in the budget. And if you miss those projections, it affects the outcome of the budget. So it is a tough time and to work to make sure that we have what's necessary to serve the people, but to do it in the most efficient way mm-hmm. is a job. But I mean, the process is really a 6 months a year process. You see it for a couple of months in the meetings, but about right after first of the year, it's budget time. And the mayor and Lisa and all of our offices, we're working on that really right on through the end of June.
Crunch time.
Yes.
And we want to let you know that this part of the show is brought to you by Stan McNabb, where they provide quality vehicles from Chevrolet, Dodge, Jeep, Ford, and Cadillac to the Murfreesboro, McMinnville, and Shelbyville, Tennessee area. Their large selection ensures that they have a vehicle for everyone, no matter what it is you're looking for. And for a quality used car in Tullahoma, visit their dealership located at 2000 North Jackson Street. They have a large inventory of pre-owned cars, trucks, SUVs, and minivans to select from. At Stan McNabb Automotive, they pride themselves in the quality that they offer on all of their used cars, which makes them a major destination for used vehicles. And you lived right across the street from Stan's dad and mom for quite a few years on the Woodbury Highway.
For a number of years. Absolutely. Mom and dad are still there.
Oh, my goodness. Isn't it special?
My
aunt, I better not tell how old she is because she's liable to slap me next time we get together.
But I'll let you know when I see Miss Nancy, I call her Aunt Nancy because y'all all call her Aunt Nancy. So I just call her Aunt Nancy.
And we'll always call her Aunt Nancy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Britt Miaton, a cardiologist with St. Thomas Heart at Middle Tennessee Medical Center. Did you know that St. Thomas Heart is Middle Tennessee's number one rated heart program? At MTMC, we offer comprehensive services for the treatment and prevention of heart disease. From early diagnosis to minimally invasive surgical procedures, St. Thomas Heart at MTMC offers you heart care close to home. For information, visit heartasone.com or call 867-5028.
Okay, Murfreesboro, the quack is back. That's right, you heard it here first. The Ducks are back in town on June 23rd for the Sudsy's Car Wash Child Advocacy Center Rubber Duck Derby. We plan to float 10,000 rubber ducks down the Stones River all to raise money for the Child Advocacy Center of Rutherford and Cannon Counties. $5 gets a duck entered into the race for a chance to win a $5,000 cash grand prize. Starting in May, you can adopt your ducks online at duckrace.com/Murfreesboro.
This is Good Neighbor Events, brought to you by the Omni Hut Restaurant in Smyrna, AmeriCare Pest Control, and the Rutherford Home Show, Saturday mornings at 11:30 on WGNS.
If you're planning to buy a home, choose a professional that will look out for you. Ann Hoke & Associates has a proven track record of helping guide clients through the home buying experience. Whether buying your first home, moving up, downsizing, or investing, Ann's team will help you do it right. When it's your time to buy or sell, just ask Ann.
This is Ann Hoke of Keller Williams Realty. I would love to personally talk with you. Call me today at 397-4024. Sell faster and buy smarter with Ann Hoke & Associates.
Let's take a look ahead at some future Good Neighbor events. Artwork by students of the Murfreesboro City School System is on display now through March 23rd in the Rotunda at the Murfreesboro City Hall. And that's open Monday through Friday from 8 in the morning until 4:30 each afternoon. The 4th Annual Chief Johnny Mosby Memorial Golf Tournament is set for Friday, May the 4th. That'll be over at the Old Fort Golf Course. And the proceeds help support the Junior Golf Program, named in honor of the deceased leader from the Murfreesboro Police Department. A team of four is just $300. For more information, contact Justin Lemansky at 566-4686. And you need to register before April 27th. There are two free tax preparation programs for persons with total family incomes of $50,000 or less. One of those for persons age 60 plus over at the St. Clair Street Senior Center. You do need an appointment there. Call 848-2550. And the other with the same criteria, but for all ages, at Greenhouse Ministries on Spring Street. And those are WGNS Good Neighbor Events.
If you want to get some barbecue, I'll tell you how to do it. Head for the Slick Pig and you're into it. Just walk through the door at 1920 East Main and your nose will send a message right to your brain.
Now at Slick Pig Barbecue, try the catfish special. Wednesday night between 4 and 8 o'clock. $9.99 plus tax for all you can eat catfish. The meal includes hush puppies, white beans, and homemade coleslaw at Slick Pig Barbecue.
You've known him for years. Now you can visit with him every day. It's The Truman Show, continuing right now on WGNS, AM and FM.
And welcome back with Ted Beatty. And we were talking off the air, and one thing that I was remiss in bringing up was some of the programs that you got there that are so helpful to many people.
We do. I mean, in the trustee's office, we have some programs through the state and the county, and one that people maybe have seen a lot is the senior tax freeze, and that's for those over 65 who live mm-hmm. in their home and have an income for 2010 of less than $38,170.
Wow.
You can have your taxes frozen, and we still have till April the 5th. If you haven't done that, we still have April the 5th for the 2011 tax year. Call our office at 898-7705. We can give you some more details, tell you what to bring to get you signed up on that program. We also have tax relief in Rutherford County. The tax freezes the property taxes on their residents mm-hmm. so that in the year that they're frozen, then their taxes won't go up if they don't make an improvement on the property. But our tax relief programs, Truman, will actually pay part of their taxes. We have a program for seniors. That would be mm-hmm. those 65 or older. Mm-hmm. And the income limit for that program is $26,830 mm-hmm. Using 2010 income. We also have that for totally disabled homeowners. And also for those who are totally disabled veterans who are on disability through the VA or the surviving spouses of a disabled veteran. And they don't have an income limit where we have tax relief for them. Mm-hmm. And Rutherford County does something that's unique in the state of Tennessee. Not only do we match the state portion of the tax relief program, but we double that up to $306. So folks in Rutherford County who qualify for our programs can get annually a $460 break on their property taxes, and that really helps our low-income seniors and disabled. And April the 5th is our deadline for 2011 But if you've not been a part of that program, if you have questions, again, call our office at 898-7705. We'll be glad to help you with that. But that's been a lot of help to folks in our community, because we see a lot of seniors living just on Social Security, and to get a substantial portion, if not all, of their property taxes paid is a great help. And we administer those programs in our office, and it has become a large part of what we do, because each year, annually, we have to re-verify those applications, and they have to come in. So we have right at 2,000 parcels that are on one of our programs, and so that's a large part of what we do. But those programs are not exclusive. You can be on the freeze and the relief program. You can be on both of those. So that's a great help.
That's a wonderful program that you've got going there. Now, is that on a special bill for the county? Is that we do it, or is it already just possible, and you're one of the few that's taking advantage of it?
It is possible to do. The commission voted to do that several years ago, to double the match. The state has the tax relief program is part of the state. It's in the city of Smyrna, Laverne, Murfreesboro, and Eagleville as well. But the county is the only one in Ruff County that matches, and to date, we're the only county in the state that doubles that. Some match it 1-for-1 or 1.5-for-1, but Rutherford County matches 2-for-1 up to the limit of the tax bill. So it's really a great help, and our county has really been a leader in trying to do that, because as our county grows and those needs grow, it helps those who've been in their home for a long time to not be taxed out of them. Just relieves a burden for our seniors.
And talking about the burden, because of the economy, have you seen a result of that in the people paying their taxes on time at the end of the year? Has that become a problem, and is there a percentage of the people that seem to be having more trouble than others?
It's changed. What we've seen a great deal of change in treatment is people who use our option to make partial payments. Mm-hmm. Instead of having to pay it all in one lump, they can make payments.
Wow.
So that helps. And we've got a lot more taxpayers who are making payments. The bills come out in October. They're payable without penalty through the end of February. And so there are several folks who make 2, 3, 4 payments in that period of time. And you can even make payments after the delinquency date, but the unpaid balance will have the 1.5% a month of penalty and interest. We have seen a tremendous amount of taxpayers an increase in that, where individuals will use that option. We have seen, and it is getting better this year, but the 2007-08, when things really dipped, we saw people struggling. I tell you, a lot of people owned rental property. Things were going well. They owned some rental properties. Their renters left or had trouble paying, and that went on for several months, and it just depleted trying to make the mortgage on their house and the rental houses, and having trouble collecting rents. I had a lot of folks who came in and met with us and said, I've never been here before. I've never been where I couldn't pay all my bills, but you know, things were going well. I bought this property and it was rolling along, and I bought this, and everything was going great for so many years. And then when things got tough and money slowed down for them, especially individuals, renters, we saw a lot of folks back up as well as homeowners. But this year, it seems to be better. We have more people coming in and paying the partial payments. Does help folks. Now, the interesting thing that's happened, when things got a little uncertain and interest rates were low, had a lot of older gentlemen especially who raise a few cattle who would come in and say, you know, I usually pay this at the end of February, but I've sold my calves this fall and I'm not getting anything from my money in the bank, and I don't want to have to worry about you for another 15 months, so I'm just going to pay early. So we had folks who just said, I've got it today, don't know what tomorrow holds, and would pay actually earlier than normal. But the attitude of people coming in the office, we're not as afraid as we were 3 years ago. There was a lot of fear, Truman. People who had never had any problem in the past were struggling. You know, they just didn't have the income. Something had changed. Maybe they'd lost a job, or again, maybe their investments weren't doing what they'd done. They were living on interest in the bank, and they went from getting 5 or 6% to 2% or 1.5%. But as we have adjusted a little bit, and I think we have a little more confidence that we've actually seen an improvement this year People just seem a little more comfortable with where they are and have kind of worked out a routine with us. But it was scary there for a couple of years, and people were scared. I saw that more than anything. People would just come in with fear in their eyes because they'd never been where they couldn't pay before, and they were having to discuss a situation they never had. And it was and part of what we do is try to talk people through. We don't want anybody to be embarrassed or afraid. We just want to talk them through. We have our job to do, and people understand that, but we try to talk about payment options and just letting them know what the system is so that they're not afraid, because the unknown always scares people. But it's better.
I can't think of anything financially that would be worse than not being able to pay your taxes and knowing that you're going to lose your home. And I respect you so much for working with all these people, because knowing you, it has to be an extremely last resort for you as the trustee to have to initiate papers on an individual where they're going to lose. And of course, you know, it happens, and there's all kinds of reasons, but for somebody like you to be sitting in a responsible office like that and being able to work with your heart and your mind and try to help those people through the tough times has to be really something special.
It's rewarding when you can help folks. Truman, one of the saddest occasions, I had a gentleman, 50, 55 years old, who literally came in my office trembling. Mm-hmm. He was so upset and embarrassed, and we try to help remove some of the, he's not a deadbeat. He just ran into trouble that he didn't anticipate, and to be able to help him calm down and even just write out a plan, because he just become afraid. And so many times when we get into tough times, people get afraid. You know, we have a job to do, and but we try to work, because we've failed when we have to sell a property. In other words, we need to work to get the money collected. The penalty and interest, we can't waive it. 1.5% a month, that has to be paid, and that can't go away. It doesn't matter who you are, that's by statute, and everybody pays that. But we want to work to help people be able to make payments and pay it. Very often when it comes to sale, it will be estate issues where there are a lot of heirs mm-hmm. that can't get together to pay, or those type things, because our desire is to work with people to pay. We don't want to be in the real estate business. We don't want to take people's homes. But and you don't have people that just ignore you. If somebody just ignores you and says, we're not going to pay it, that's one thing. But you don't run into people who say, I'm just going to live here and ignore you. People generally know they have to pay. Most folks want to be good citizens, but they know they have to pay because ultimately the title of their property is at stake. But our goal is county, from the county attorney's office to the trustee's office to everybody, is to explain to people the situation and give them an opportunity to do what they need to do and pay. But they do have to, because that's only fair to everybody else.
It has to be fairly easier on you. It should be easier on you if people will go in and pay early rather than wait until the very last day. And at one point in my life, I was one of those people that would wait to the last day and then be sitting back there grumbling because I had to stand in line all the way out around the square. But I think most people are starting. I know I feel like as soon as I get my notice from you, I want to go pay that, because sometimes you get forgetful and you don't want to wait till the last minute, and you sure don't want your name to end up in the newspaper as a delinquent payer. But do you still have that where people will wait and want to hold on to their money till the very last day for whatever reason? And is it something that benefits the county as far as their monies is concerned, to get that money early and have it put in the bank?
We'll tell you a couple of stories.
That's something that's always kind of been interesting to me.
Couple of stories. One, this year was much smoother than last year. Mm-hmm. Last year we had tremendous lines at the end of the year because we had terrible weather last year. Mm-hmm. And so many, we had snow days. The county actually closed early a day or two. The weather, if you remember last year, was very tough. So a lot of folks who would have come, the weather was bad, they didn't come. And my staff and I kept talking, we got to see X number of people, and every day that people don't show up, that's one less day. That average has got to. So finally, at the end, good weather or not, ready or not, here we have to come. We got through it, but it was very long lines. This year, the weather was much better. We were consistently busy the whole tax season, and the last 3 days, were busy, but our lines were maybe 20% of what they had been. So it was much easier. We have a website, rctrustee.com. We get 200 hits a day, over 200 hits a day during tax season on that, where people can search. Searchers can search. You can print a bill. You can print your receipt. You can see how much you owe. That has cut the number of phone calls down. And that's up 24/7. So at night, weekends, when our office is closed, you can still get that information. That's helped tremendously. Mm-hmm. You can pay online with a card, but there is a 2.2% convenient fee. Let me kind of explain that, because the county doesn't get any of that money. But the credit card companies charge every time a credit card is used. And you don't, as a consumer, you don't realize that, but the businesses are paying it. And so it's been the county's position and the commission's position and ours that, you know, if you want to use it, we're not going to ask all the taxpayers to pay it, but for those who do. But the county doesn't keep any of that money. I know sometimes that's a question. We don't keep any of that money, but we have an increase tremendously in the number of people who use the internet to pay online. And so that cuts down on the lines. Last year, I believe it was last year, the year before, the end fell on the weekend. So had a gentleman come in on Friday, opened his checkbook, ready to pay. The last day, he said, well, what would have happened if I'd have come in on Monday? And I said, because we're closed on the last day, you would have been able to pay Monday without penalty and interest. And he went to close his checkbook and come back on Monday to wait one more day. He wanted to wait till the very last day. That's on you. He went ahead and paid because he was there, but we thought that was kind of funny that he was going to wait one more day. Most folks come on through. How does it affect the county? Two answers really to that question. One, our county has been managed very well financially, not only now, but I think for years in the past. Many counties, they start running out of money in the fall, and they have to make some anticipation notes, which we never have to do in Rutherford County. Because of good management, we don't run short of cash. I mean, there's never really an excess, but we're able to pay our bills. Mm-hmm. But when the money comes in earlier, we're able to invest it and get some return on that, there is some benefit when the money comes in earlier. But unlike other counties, we're not running into a cash flow pinch like some counties do, because we try to manage our cash to care. So it's just like your checkbook. Mm-hmm. If you only get paid once a month, you can't spend it all on the day you get your money. You know, it looks like you got a large balance, but you got to make it through the end of the month. And the same thing's true for the county. You know, obviously at the end of February, our balances are much higher than they're going to be at the end of September. So you've got to be sure you manage that money to carry you through until you begin collections again the next year.
So we all should start playing a little bit earlier, right?
It'll be fine. We'll take it.
We want to let you know that this portion of the show is brought to you by At Home Care. And that's Melissa Warren's business. And they come into your house 24/7. And they take care of all your responsibilities inside your home. Everything is taken care of. And they even run errands for you. And they want you to be able to stay in your home and live a carefree life and just enjoy all of the joys of just being able to be alive. And give them a call at 713-4639 or pull them up on the internet, www.athomecaretennessee.com. And their business is located at 237 Castlewood Drive, Suite H, and that's right behind the Kroger's on Memorial Boulevard.
Hi, I'm Doran Claiborne with Farmer Brothers Insurance. Do you value life? Life insurance, that is. When you buy your life insurance from us through Auto Owners Insurance, we'll save you money with premium discounts on your car and homeowners coverage. We're specialists in insuring people and the things people own. Come to us about life. No problem life protection through Auto Owners Insurance. Give us a call at 893-5064.
You can depend on Farmer Brothers.
You already know the value of fine portraiture. Well, today is the perfect time to create a lasting family heirloom that will be treasured by your family for generations to come. At Shacklett's Photography, we've made it easy and affordable for you to create a family portrait that truly reflects all the love you share. For beautifully crafted portrait art with a lifetime guarantee, call Shacklett's Photography at 893-2369. Shacklett's Photography, where fine portraiture isn't expensive, it's priceless. That's Shacklett's Photography, 893-2369, or visit us online at shacklettsphotography.com.
He knows Rutherford County, and he knows the people of Rutherford County. Truman Jones, here on WGNS AM and FM.
And welcome back with Ted Beatty. And Teb, I've got to say that you're one of the nicest people I've ever met, and you're always the same no matter where you are, and you have such a great respect for the community that you live in.
I do, Truman. This is where I've spent all my life. Mm-hmm. Being in business, the community was great to us. Having the opportunity to serve in the courthouse, I can't tell you it's been anything but a fun experience, a great experience. I mean, some days things are a little tougher, but everybody has been so nice. And now for my wife and I to be able to raise our children in this community, I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. You know, you get to make a choice. Mm-hmm. This is a great place. Been able to travel some, a lot of beautiful places, lots of nice folks, but there's just no place like Rutherford County, and I think the quality of people, from the volunteers to the people that care for each other, and to know, as we started the show, people that we could call right now with any kind of need for ourselves or a member of this community. We said, here's somebody in need that needs some help. There's any number of folks we could call, and that makes this a unique and wonderful place, and it is a blessing to be here.
And one of our people who used to work for the county years ago, who was over our finance, Paul Long, you were telling me earlier that he had a bad accident.
On Saturday, Paul had a very bad accident. He is in the hospital at Erlanger, has already undergone a couple of surgeries, and we certainly need to be mindful and prayerful of that family, because he's going to have a long recovery. I think just several fairly extensive injuries. Paul was the finance director
right.
for Rutherford County, and now works for Consolidated Utility. So mm-hmm. folks will know Paul from a lot of areas. Donna worked in our office and did our tax freeze, and has been working for us in our Smyrna office. So a lot of folks in the community will know that family, and they've been involved in our community. And again, very serious, and has undergone already two surgeries this weekend and today.
And we also want to think of Bart Smith. He's still having some problems, and he needs a lot of prayers out there. And we will see you guys tomorrow, and we'll have Greg Tucker on.